Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual bell ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle can sign. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2222.
Well, cash cattle markets remain undeveloped with limited asking prices and bids likely to be seen during the morning today. Following the release yesterday of last week's five-state weekly average price of $111.27, the underlying disappointment that average prices fell 24 cents from the previous week starting to create the reality that the upward market shift during December may not be able to be carried into 2021. The challenge that is going to be seen over the coming weeks is that wide trading ranges reported during the week of cash cattle trade may not indicate the true trend of the market once all the numbers are in and tabulated. Firming market tone continues in hog futures during early January, although the focus is on deferred summer contracts, while nearby prices continue to struggle to keep up with the longer-term momentum in the market. Spring price contracts bounced around in a narrowly mixed price direction Monday, although the strong upward shift in pork cutout values is starting to indicate the traders are coming out of the holidays with a much better expectation that pork movements will continue to gain momentum. On the grains, two-sided trade in wheat early in the evening session last night has been cast aside with buying present at all three exchanges early this morning. Short-term trends in wheat are down, with March winter wheat contracts having closed lower in four straight sessions, while Minneapolis has been chopping sideways below recent highs. Wheat has played the role of follower most of the fall and winter, and unless USDA really upsets the apple cart today, that should continue. Steady to slightly firmer trade overnight in corn futures, stabilizing from Monday's lower close, but mainly holding inside the recent trading range. Monday's outside day lower was noteworthy considering the March contract once again failed to hold the $5 level, but will be quickly brushed aside in favor of USDA data later this morning. Corn futures have been on an incredible run with no meaningful correction since the beginning of December. We're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, on the livestock futures, February live cattle down 107, 113.40. April down 95, 118.35. January feeder cattle up 17, 136. And March was up 7 cents, 136.90. February hogs down 22 cents, 68.47. Kansas City wheat, March down 3 quarters, 594. May was down 3 quarters at 598.5. Chicago wheat, March down 4 cents, 634 and 3 quarters. May was down 4 cents, 636 and 3 quarters. March cotton down 4 cents, 490. 2.25. May was down 3.5 at 494. March soybeans down 2.25, 1372.5, and May was down 1.25 cents at 1370. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.